and Thomas and Silas Sadeloff and Lee Bell and Joe Gunn and Andy Ferguson. I could come up. Then Bill Grip cut that year too again. An old fellow, not Bill, but knew his name real well. He had a big bush mark on his neck. He was older than the rest of us were pretty young. We used to get a bottle of Green River whiskey or a couple of gallon jugs and get drunk every once in a while on Saturday night. Bill never did. Bill was never a drinker. He always took good care of himself. Bill never smoked, I don't think, or never drank.
Did the woodcutters come in here to the roadhouse at Central on Saturday night?
On Saturday night, a lot of us did, yes. But if I could get my seven cord cut, we always figured Sunday too. Mm-hmm. Cut seven cord, well, then we'd be here Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Feel pretty miserable Saturday night.
Well, what kind of activities did they have at the roadhouse at all?
Nothing. Eat and you could sleep upstairs there. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of bunks up there for $1 a night. And your credit was always good with Riley Urchin. Mm-hmm. That's what broke him too. And anybody that came in, Riley would stake you. Mm-hmm. But Riley had a way of balancing his books. If some guy came in and didn't pay, he'd add a little on to the man that wasn't going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
We have
nobody held it against him because he was not robbing nobody, really. Mm-hmm. But he was a good man, Riley. He could, any stranger came in, he'd stick him. And the Miller House, I can say that Frank Miller was not that kind of a man at all. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of difference between them two men.